In a night that was full of them, perhaps the most contentious moment of the final gubernatorial debate between Sununu and Van Ostern emerged early on over a question that boiled down to a matter of trust. Each of the candidates was asked about donations they'd received during their campaign and whether that money clouded their judgment on public policy issues. In Sununu's case, it was whether donations from employees of Eversource influenced his decision to support the Northern Pass Energy Project the company's trying to build in New Hampshire.
Look, there's no active contract of Northern Pass sitting before the Executive Council. There's no active projects here that we're moving forward on. You know, I'm a supporter of Northern Pass because I know it's going to drop rates. And I'm a victim of our incredibly high rates. They're just not sustainable.
In Van Ostern's case, it was whether donations he received from Dartmouth-Hitchcock employees influenced his stance on whether the state should rebid a multimillion dollar contract with the hospital in light of its plans to lay off workers.
Well, I think voters should judge us based on the votes that we make and the positions that we take and who we stand up for. I'm always going to stand up for the people of New Hampshire.
But Sununu shot back.
Let's be clear. You just asked a question about Colin taking over $40,000 from Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and he completely ignored the question. And that's an issue where there is an active contract before us where I've stood up and said, we need to challenge, we need better management, we need to rebid the contract. Colin did as well until those contributions came in, and then we've heard nothing from him since.
Both Sununu and Van Ostern initially voted for that contract when it came before the Executive Council in September. Responding to Sununu Tuesday night, Van Ostern said it was important to add extra staff to the state psychiatric hospital and to open a new 10-bed crisis unit that had been sitting vacant until then. And when they weren't sparring over their records on the Executive Council, the two candidates spent much of the debate taking hits at each other's business records, or perceived lack thereof. Sununu took jabs at Van Ostern's past as a political operative, and downplayed his opponent's business experience working for Stonyfield Yogurt.
We've heard about Colin's experience at the yogurt company. He was essentially a marketing guy at the yogurt company for 3 years.
Van Ostern, in turn, took aim at Sununu's own political connections.
Yeah, well, it's no secret that Chris comes from a political family, and he's been around politics his entire life.
He also repeatedly criticized Sununu's record as CEO of Waterville Valley Ski Resort, pointing to the resort's shrinking workforce and market share.
There are 62 fewer jobs than the day Chris Sununu took over at
Again,
Waterville
this
Valley.
Is a great example of Colin not having any business experience and background. He's taking a single data point that he doesn't understand and painting a broad political brush.
We've had tremendous success at Waterville Valley. I wish I didn't have a clock, but we got to do it.
It took some prodding for the moderator to get the candidates back on track before they resumed their final pitches of the night. But if this final debate was any indication, voters should expect plenty of back and forth between the two opponents for the home stretch of the campaign. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.